Whaley had gone head-to-head with Republican Congressman Mike Turner and a group of local Republicans. They opposed the mayor's offer to provide housing for the thousands of unaccompanied kids showing up at the U.S.-Mexico border. Many of them are running from violence in their home countries. But now, the Department of Health and Human Services says the number of children crossing the border has gone way down. Mayor Whaley says Dayton should still step in if needed.
The federal government called and asked us to be helpful. If they need our help, we have our role, duty as Americans to be as helpful as we can be.
The federal government is responsible for finding temporary shelter for the children until they can go in front of a judge who decides whether they'll stay or be deported. HHS says it has successfully released tens of thousands of the kids to sponsors inside the U.S. this year, including 360 in Ohio. Meanwhile, Congress has been gridlocked on legislation to address the problem. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Lewis Wallace.